Whereas Pacifica Radio was founded to promote social justice, which includes efforts of working people to seek economic and political power through unions, and whereas employers and anti-union forces in this country in recent decades have escalated their attacks on workers' rights to organize, and whereas Jackson Lewis is a notorious national law firm that not only advises employers on how to crush union organizing drives, undermine existing unions, and thwart workers from exercising their legal rights in the workplace, but in fact pioneered many of the legal strategies to do so. And whereas Jackson Lewis is condemned by the AFL-CIO as the number one union-busting law firm in the country, and whereas Pacific, the national board, voted to hire Jackson Lewis on retainer, and whereas it is unacceptable for a single penny of listener contributions to be spent on the most notorious union-busting firm in the country, and whereas it is a betrayal of Pacifica's principles to hire or do business with such reprehensible anti-worker firm for any reason, therefore be it resolved that the KPFA local station board called on the Pacifica National Board and the Pacifica National Executive Committee to immediately rescind its retainer of Jackson Lewis, and be it further resolved that any vote to rescind Jackson Lewis retainer be taken in open session so that board members may be held to account for their votes. And be it finally resolved that Pacifica National Executive Director confirmed to the chairs of each local station board that Jackson Lewis employment has been terminated. Madam Chair, I'd like to say a few words in motivation.
First, let me. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Okay, yes.
Okay, I think much of it is self-explanatory, but I did see, I did get an email from the executive director who said, in where she said, well, Jackson Lewis is not being used for any labor-related issues. Well, first of all, that's not what the agreement says. The agreement that was signed, the retainer agreement, refers very specifically to the fact that the firm was hired to deal with, quote, general labor issues, unquote. But I don't care if they were hired to take out cigarette butts or recycle. I don't care what they were hired to do. This is a really evil group of people. And we not only shouldn't have anything to do with them, the idea that we would give our members money to fuel an anti-democratic, anti-worker, anti-progressive organization like this is just beyond belief. I mean, it's like hiring the black and tans to do something for you. Real bad idea. And very frankly, I think that we have to make it absolutely clear that this is unacceptable.